Dan Folkers asks us to imagine the conversation that led him and his wife Diane to drop everything and head off to an island in the Pacific Ocean.
Try to formulate a pillow talk question to your wife that goes something like, hey, I was thinking maybe we should sell all of our things and move to a third world country. What do you think?
Dan and Diane Folkers were leading conventional lives a few years ago. He was an aircraft mechanic at Des Moines International Airport. She taught in the Des Moines Public Schools. Then they heard the call from their church, Fellowship Community Church in Norwalk, whose leaders were beginning to take a more active approach to missionary work.
Because of their vision to become more of a sending church than a supporting church, introduced us first to what world missions looks like and our responsibility as believers and followers of Christ to take a more world view.
They spent time in Canada and Laos and then landed in Papua New Guinea, a 3.5-hour plane ride north of Australia.
The country of Papua New Guinea is an active volcano. We also get an earthquake. They call them rollers, not an earthquake like you'd see on TV where all the food's flying off the shelves in the grocery store, but they're just kind of gentle rollers that come about every 6 to 8 weeks.
They live in what they describe as a compound up the side of a mountain with about 800 other people, far from their 2 children and 3 grandchildren.
All of our family is here in Des Moines, or the Des Moines area. That was the hardest thing for me to leave. Also, my father passed away just before we left, and my mom passed away before we could get back.
Living conditions are primitive in the country where they serve. Drinking water is gathered in plastic containers from rooftops after rainstorms. Clothes are washed and baths taken in the river.
They have no sanitary system as we know it. They have no water treatment systems as we know it. They have very little electricity as we know electricity here in America.
They can buy locally grown fruits and vegetables, but the high cost of transporting goods keeps other necessities in short supply and expensive.
We do have a small, very small trade store where we're serving that provides salt and sugar and some spices and some oil and some flour and some canned goods.
But the outside world is beginning to intrude on Papua New Guinea, a nation about the size of California, with 7 million people.
There is a company that's trying to start up a cell phone, even as basic as you can possibly get, just a flip phone and maybe a few minutes of talk. They're trying to get that established over there.
The Folkers are providing support for a Dallas-based company called Wycliffe Bible Translators. Its goal is to translate the Bible into every language in the world.
There's over 6,900 languages on the earth, and 12% of that amount of languages is in PNG.
The Folkers have been in Papua New Guinea 2.5 years now. 56-year-old Dan keeping a fleet of aircraft running to ferry translators about the country. 57-year-old Diane teaching 4 to 7-year-olds. After a holiday break to see family and friends in Des Moines, they've just returned to PNG for 2 more years. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.